Welcome to SourceCast. I'm Joey Lombardi. This is episode number 3, and we're going to be covering the news for major suppliers. The big ones this week will be IBM and Oracle. Surprisingly, Oracle has some actual news to talk about. As I mentioned in the first podcast, when they have a conference, they start talking, and it was Oracle World last week. So we'll have a clip from Larry Ellison talking about the new services that they're providing. Let's get right into it.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud.
So I think the most interesting news this week is that IBM bought the Weather Company. They did not buy the Weather Channel, but they bought the Weather Company, which is the parent company, for $2 billion. Side note, my friends at Seeking Alpha, who again we discussed in the first episode, are very down on IBM, also issued an article saying that IBM is so debt-riddled that they couldn't possibly pick up an acquisition. But lo and behold, late last week, IBM announces that they're picking up the Weather Company. On paper, this may seem like a very odd choice, but for a company that's focusing on analytics, risk management, and business intelligence, this is a very interesting purchase. And I'm going to try not to say the word interesting very much. If you have access to satellites and weather information, you can start to feed those things into risk engines, and you can start to say your company operations in Kuala Lumpur may be potentially impacted by floods. It's a means of reaching out to certain customers. They already have existing applications. IBM can certainly go in and update them, make them better, get demographic information from them, so it's a two-way street, and start to use that to feed into their analytics engines for other things. So it's this symbiotic relationship where they're reaching out to a consumer group, they're getting information, they're developing more business-related apps, and they're using something like the Weather Channel or the Weather Company, and they're actually turning it into more of a strategic business. I don't know if it'll be successful, but they've had a two-year partnership prior to the acquisition. They certainly see something, and they've tested the waters. It's not a random purchase. And again, for the Seeking Alpha bloggers, I guess they're not too badly in debt if they're picking up a $2 billion tab for the Weather Company. That being said, IBM Finances, their stock performance again continues to decline, and we discussed that last week. They're going to have to do things to turn it around. Seems like acquisitions is a viable path. They've picked up some smaller companies. Will this be a time where IBM starts to pick up more? Will we see a flurry of activity in lieu of what happened with EMC and Dell? Time will tell, but it's an interesting acquisition most people weren't expecting. There's another note coming out of this week about IBM that Intel and Oracle are actually working together to go after IBM. They're definitely teaming up to focus on cloud components. They're calling it Project Apollo, and it's in the Intel facilities in Oregon. And Intel's looking to determine how a massive cloud computing center could leverage Oracle's hardware and via the Intel chips. But speaking of Oracle, Larry Ellison definitely got on stage and made an impact. He went right out there and said that IBM and SAP are not competitors, that they've left them behind. Let me give you the exact quote. Our two biggest competitors in the last decade have been IBM and SAP, and we no longer pay attention to either one of those. It's quite a shock, really, when you think about it. SAP is nowhere in the cloud, and only Oracle and Microsoft are in every level of the cloud, applications, platform, and infrastructure. Let's hear a little bit more about what Ellison said during Open World about the new products they're introducing.
Oracle is really focused on engineering, cost, performance, reliability, compatibility, security, standards into all three layers of the cloud. Right now, we have many more cloud applications than any other cloud service provider by a huge margin. We are announcing here today two major new applications, manufacturing and e-commerce in the cloud. We have gone out and built a learning platform that's part of the Oracle Cloud. That learning service lets us access videos, access tutorials, just as we're using the application. Standards are important. I said it before, I'll say it again. You don't want to get locked in. We allow you to run the identical software in your data center, a private cloud, and in our public cloud.
That was a lovely collection of sound bites from Larry Ellison in his keynote speech. Sounds a little bit like fluff for me personally. I listened to the whole speech. It was about 45 minutes. Sniping at competitors. Larry talked about workforce being a major competitor. A surprising acknowledgement shows that workforce is definitely eating into their customer base. They have been an acquisition rumor for years. I'm curious if Oracle will actually attempt to pick them up in 16 or 17. That's something to watch out for, considering that he actually went on record and talked about them as a major competitor. And of course, I think Salesforce and Oracle now are at least on friendlier terms. He did acknowledge that Salesforce was a major competitor as well. Shifting our focus to HP for a second, this weekend was the official cutover between HP Inc. and HP Enterprises, so now HP is officially two separate companies. A lot of the news coming out of Meg Whitman has really been reactionary news about EMC and Dell. She once again went on the record to say that the EMC Dell deal will be a distraction and is a competitive advantage for the new HP companies. I'm not sure that I would be talking about competitors on the weekend where my company made a historic split. I think I would be focusing on getting both companies' names out there and talking about the differences of the split. I still think that it might be confusing for consumers, corporate consumers, about what the differences of the companies are and some of the finer details of what each company does. I think there should be more information about that out there that they should be publishing. So less about Dell and EMC, more about HP Inc. and HP Enterprises. And rounding out the news this week, there was an interesting article on Red Hat and basically saying that Red Hat is a boring company. I've been paying more attention to Red Hat in the last few months. The Seeking Alpha article from last week that I mentioned where the CEO of Red Hat should take over IBM. I'm curious to see where this company goes. I really want to understand their business models a little bit better outside of just they support Red Hat and they do support services. I read an article this weekend about some of Red Hat's competitors like Cloudera and MongoDB. They're effectively competing with the concept of free open source software rather than traditional competition with other companies and how they can potentially generate profit against the software that they are fundamentally sponsoring. But the article goes on to say that the best way for an open source company to grow is to follow the Red Hat pattern, which is steady, consistent, and boring. But I hope you didn't find this podcast boring this week, because we're at an end. Thank you for listening, and I hope you come back next week. Code Monkey says someday, somehow, Code Monkey like Fritos, Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew, Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart.